Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Beverly Imenible is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll use it to your advantage because we got lots of stuff there that we built it just for you, made it free so you could enjoy it and use it and wear it out if you get a chance. If you break it, we'll fix it. I promise. Lots of stuff there that will that will help you. You can read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. Anything on your mind, we got something that you can read or listen to, ask a question about, or find somebody who can help you. If we don't have the answer, we got links to thousands of Brain Trust members there who can help you. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly Imenible's got a body of work there that's par excellence that she's deposited with us over the years. Beverly, remind the audience what you do and tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me online at talklisten.com or 800 because, and we help people reach what they're capable of becoming. We're communication experts.
Yeah.
And communication is not a soft skill, it's a core skill. It's the foundation upon which you build everything else.
It's blocking and tackling, isn't it? It's X's and
That's
O's,
right.
Isn't it? It's not just
That's
touchy.
Right.
It's not just touchy feely. It's
right.
Talk to us about that a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about what you mean by that.
Well, it's just my beef. Everybody thinks I do soft skill training, and to me, something soft.
You mean like kumbaya and holding hands and
things like that. Something soft might be, well, you don't need it, but if you've got everything else, then you can go ahead and invest in that. It's like during this economic time,
mm-hmm.
all the big clients are pulling back. You know, they don't have the discretionary funds for something that, you know, people know how to talk. Well, you know, it's gone on long enough now that the ones that said, you know, we can't do this year are calling up saying help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're having a problem. And that's a cycle. So communication, whether you own a large business, whether the business is you, you know, you have a very mobile business, it's on your two feet.
Right.
Communication and how you interact with people is going to be a determining factor how far your business goes.
Do you think that companies have, well, one of the things that I warned about in 2008, I started warning about this. I started telling people, you know, to look out for this. And that was that all of this cutting and all this laying off was going to create casualty lists among those who are left behind, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And are you seeing that now?
Yes, definitely.
The casualty list and how to deal with that?
The casualty list is huge. And what's so sad is our acceptance, our expectation is so much lower. People now are grateful for things that, you know, 5 years ago they wouldn't have thought about doing or wanting to do. Is that a casualty part of that is, adaptation? And I don't think adaptation is ever a casualty. I think we have to be able to be flexible. And change the way that we're doing things. Change the way that you're interacting with people.
Are you seeing the need to improve trust? This is something that concerns me. When you go through the kind of situation we went through a couple of years ago, and now we're beyond that because we're 2 years beyond the end of the recession. You know, here we are 2 years later. Is trust being among the employees and managers and executives, is trust being reinstalled? I mean, a lot of that was lost. A lot of the creativity energy was lost because of that. Is that coming back? Is it being reinstalled?
I think one of the biggest setbacks or fears is that it's not going to last. Nothing is going to last. Because the rug was pulled out from under everyone. They're looking for the next, you know.
But isn't it at this point in time, halfway through 2011? Shouldn't we be there by now? Shouldn't we be where this is what we have? You know, let's believe in each other. Let's believe in what we have. You know, it's we're not going to go back to where we were, but what we have now is what we're going to take forward. I mean, how do we deal with that?
I think we're getting there, and I think really, you know, I encourage all business owners who are listening to meet with other business owners, not to mope and grope and, oh, I can top that story, but to get together and share what they're doing and what you can do.
Right.
And the wonderful thing about small business is we can turn on dimes so much faster mm-hmm. than the big guys. The small ship can turn faster than the big barge. And we feel it first. We are impacted very heavily, but we recover first.
Well, I just
and
like
that's
to,
where I think we are.
I just like to say that if your organization is not performing, if you're feeling frustration, this is one way to tell. If you're feeling frustration in the performance of your organization, whether it be in sales or execution, customer care, whatever it may be, you know, maybe you just need to sit down and have a talk with these folks. What do you think, Beverly?
Oh, I agree. I would say sit down and have a listen, because whenever something's wrong, and you know, it's so important to ask a very open question and
yeah.
just see what they say.
Ask a question and shut up, right?
Well, sometimes
don't do like a talk show host. Ask a question and then shut up. Hey, Beverly, I need your website again, please.
It's talklisten.com.
Thanks, Beverly, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
I told you we'd get smarter when Beverly Inman Ebel joined us. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.